This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, as I imagine many, if not all of our listeners know by now, Western Illinois University is going to eliminate funding for Tri-State's public radio come March 1st. Will and Jasmine both would like to talk about this today, and I'll turn things over to you first, Jasmine.
Yeah, my students wanted me to pass on a couple of thoughts they all had in, regarding Tri-States and AIS. So the first one comes from Marcellus. Working at TSPR has helped me become so much more confident in my voice and improve my broadcasting skills. The value this station has for people like me is completely underrated. Emily says Tri-States was my first stepping stone into the world of broadcasting professionally. I learned so much, and they helped so many with their services. Rebecca, she says working at Tri-States Public Radio has allowed me to broaden my horizons as a student broadcaster. As a result of my experiences, I have gained confidence in myself and have realized what I am capable of creating. I will always be incredibly grateful for the opportunities that this station has given me. Connell, he says, working at Tri-States Public Radio has helped me develop my skills as a broadcaster in a really unique and encouraging way in a friendly environment. I will always remember Tri-States Public Radio as one of the first places where I really grew as a professional broadcaster. And then Felicia, she says, I volunteered at AIS a few years ago. That's when I realized that I wanted to be on the radio. There are so many opportunities for the students and other community members. To me, it's more than a radio station. It's about connecting with other people, being able to help others and have fun. The broadcasting department wouldn't have nearly as many opportunities without Tri-States Public Radio.
I think those testimonies say it all. And we have to consider, the administration has to consider, and I hope they have, the potential consequences of this move and how this has been a funded organization, entity that has been vital to our journalism and broadcasting program, especially for decades. And I think I hope they know what they're doing, I think, by doing this. And I'm wondering, you know, I don't think we got a very satisfactory explanation from the administration about this move. I know tough decisions have to be made, but I'm wondering if there couldn't have been an alternative move or some kind of negotiation or other moves that could have been made to kind of avert this. This seems like a very very drastic move and something that's going to, I think, cost dearly for the university.
Well, as I say at the beginning of Shop Talk, this is a discussion of journalism issues. Can we look at this for a moment from a journalism standpoint? I understand at least one member of the administration is shocked that we would have reported this story. And it is kind of odd to report on yourself, basically, which is what we're doing right now. But if you look at it, it's certainly not unprecedented. An example that leaps to mind is NPR having to report on senior administrators there accused of sexual harassment, you know, reporting on themselves. I'm wondering what your thoughts are about reporting on a story that involves you or your organization, and maybe what some of the challenges are when you're trying to do that.
Well, let's look back at NBC and Matt Lauer. Do you expect NBC not to talk about Matt Lauer and being taken off the Today Show? You've got to report that. I mean, I don't understand that thinking whatsoever.
No, that's hypocrisy if you don't. And I've been, you know, I've been with newspapers that have had to not report embarrassing issues like that, but report about particular changes within our format. I don't think exception has been maybe when mass layoffs have happened, of course. I think actually other news media in town would end up reporting about those things. But when we've had change in direction or change in leadership, and usually our editor and managing editor would take the lead and the helm with that and report about that. But no, you have to be transparent about those things and report those things. And as the aforementioned example of with NPR and NBC, they did the right thing. And I think it'd be highly questionable if they didn't.
We have talked on this program before about news deserts. Do you fear this region might become or will become a news desert without Tri-State's Public Radio reporting on issues, particularly at Western Illinois University.
That was one of my top fears when I found out about what was going on with the cut in funding. Let's face it, we really don't have any other journalists out here but the local newspaper. And everything else has been cut away. There used to be a bureau up here at a local TV station. No longer exists, although you see their sign on the square, there's no one there. There used to be at least one news person at the commercial radio station in Macomb. That person was cut years ago. Wow, I've been here in the last 6 years. You and your staff, Rich, are really the last vestiges of journalism. And I, you know, besides the student population of journalists, and they're only here during the academic year reporting. And, well, you've provided quite a lot of experience for students, my students.
Yeah, I think there's a dual role here that's going to be missed. Yes, my concern was also about a potential news desert. I think you and I, Rich, especially have the perspective as you having been here as long as you have and myself as a student some 20 years ago. I remember when there was more media in this town. And if NPR doesn't have as big a presence, Tri-States doesn't have as big a presence as it has had, you know, sure, the communities from Peoria, the Quad Cities, Quincy, what have you, they'll come to town on occasion for potential high-impact stories, but it won't be the same, and it won't be very justified, and it will really be a disservice if you don't have the same level of service that you've had here at the Tri-States, because, again, you've been over years, the year's been whittled down to the only game in town just about, besides the daily newspaper. The local other radio stations used to have news departments. I remember that very well. And when you don't have that presence, again, the citizens in the community do not truly have the service that is vital that I don't think enough people realize, frankly. And this is just going to inhibit that further, I'm afraid.
And just to be clear, the university is not going to shut off the signal on March 1st. What they're going to do is stop funding this operation. And we're going to have to try and figure out some way of continuing things, and the station may look very different.
Absolutely. And you have to realize that in this decision, what does this say about, I think, just an overall society's view of journalism? It leads you to wonder maybe why this decision is being made. But in an era where the Fourth Estate is under attack, it just helps you, it leads you to wonder what the what their narrative is or what their reasons are.
And just to be clear, as I continue to report on the story and ask questions, it is not personal. I'm trying to find information that I think is of interest to the audience, which has been the goal all along as we report news here.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. I definitely don't want to make that something personal either, but I just also wonder what the reasons are for this. And I think, again, I can't stress enough while people need to realize that without sufficiently funded journalism in any community, what that can do to a community. And I've also seen firsthand smaller communities of which I worked where the journalism has been eroded and the funding hasn't been there and tough decisions have been made. But because of those tough decisions, there is what happens is less of a service that I think the people deserve and need.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week for more of Shop Talk.